Oh, yeah, you know what time it is. Time to get your daily news source. Well, not really. I'm not that accurate, and I can't speak well. It's Joe's Need to Know News. Well, speaking of not speaking well, I believe it's Notre Dame, but I want to say Notre Dame. Does anybody know the correct enunciation?
I do. I've been there.
Tell me.
Notre Dame.
Okay, well, Joe's not going to be able to do that.
Well, I can do that in Notre Dame, but I'm not going to. And no, I'm not the hunchback from there, if you were wondering. Notre Dame still stands, according to the police chief. The massive blaze that engulfed the cathedral in Paris yesterday did not destroy the historic building. Completely, officials said the cathedral had been saved from total destruction. It's just absolutely insane for me to see, like, everybody I know has been to Paris except for me. That's what I'm taking away from this, because everybody, you know, like if somebody dies, everybody's like, oh, here's my photo with that person that died. All I saw yesterday on Instagram and Facebook, everybody that's been to Notre Dame.
I have video of it somewhere, I think in my parents' house in Jersey. I'd have to dig.
What, on VHS?
Mini DV.
Oh.
So just above.
Just above that. You're so far ahead. The flames were first spotted just minutes after the building had closed to the public for the day. One official called it a stray flame that started the whole fire because they had been doing renovations on the building. I'm sure they'll pinpoint exactly what happened, but it's crazy how much history is in that building.
So they know it was an accident, or they haven't ruled out if it was or wasn't yet?
One official, Alex, said it's a stray flame. They haven't officially determined what the cause is, so that may or may not have been the case, but that's what they have so far. They're saying it is doing a big renovation. I bet you it was something from the renovation kind of caught on fire.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking and guessing, especially because that pillar was like the core of the reconstruction, kind of.
Yeah, hundreds of firefighters battled the fire, but a big part of the cathedral had been lost. Notre Dame's spire was destroyed. Am I saying that right? These are big words for me.
Spire, yeah.
Look at me. Chunks of the eastern end are gone. The world-famous stained glass windows are like pretty much just destroyed.
Ugh.
Yeah, it sucks. But here's kind of like one big thing you try to look at. I kind of think of like 9/11 after the Twin Towers fell, like how there was those beams that looked like a cross still remaining. Kind of interesting here. Once they got inside, they discovered the crucifix is still standing on what remains of the altar.
Wow.
So that's kind of cool. Seeing that photo is very powerful. The 850-year-old Twin Towers is still there, and they're still a major part of the skyline, but they're saying everybody is like, we're going to rebuild this. We're going to fix it. So I hope they do, and then I can have an excuse to go to Paris. Oui, oui. Ha, ha, ha. A student from a university in Iowa has passed away after falling 100 feet off a cliff of a popular hiking trail in Arkansas. Any idea what they were trying to do?
Selfie.
Yes.
Take a selfie.
They were posing for a picture. How is this happening every day now? Does nobody realize this? Please, Alex, you take amazing photos. I've seen your Instagram. You're not putting yourself in harm's way, are you?
Nope. When I was in Utah, my friends went on the very edge of this cliff, crawled down, sat in like some kind of weird cubby hole of it. Like, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of feet up in the air. And I said, there was no barrier, nothing. I said, nope. I'm going to sit back here. So I sat by myself because that stuff freaks me out.
Just take my picture in front of a mountain. I'm good. The formation from which she fell is considered one of the most photographed hiking areas in Arkansas. According to police, several people have passed away there in the last few years.
Jeez.
Okay, can we talk about one of the coolest things ever? It involves death, too, but hello, Hunger Games. Anybody here? No.
I'm not a Hunger Games fan.
Nobody?
Me either.
I did not like it. I didn't get the hype.
Oh,
I thought it was
God.
Boring.
That was the first time I've read a whole thing of books.
Really?
Like the whole trilogy or whatever it was. Yes.
I think I saw
Mockingjay.
One. Is that with like a Katniss and Peeta?
Yeah.
Yeah, Peeta. No, oh, yeah. Peter.
I said Peeta. Peeta.
No, you said Peter.
No, I didn't.
It's Peeta.
I know that, and that's why I
like
said
like the people that.
That
don't like it when you eat a burger and when you wear a fur coat.
Like
Peeta.
Porkchop is so pretentious with the way he talks sometimes.
I agree with you there,
Liv.
What
the heck? Are we starting? Is this another
Peeta.
Bullcrap argument?
No.
Yeah, I said that.
No, it's a legit argument. She brings up a good point.
Oh, my
like,
gosh.
I don't understand why you're doing an accent. Like, no one in that movie has an accent.
What?
He started out saying Notre Dame.
Y'all are tripping.
Okay, now he's doing a southern accent. He's got everything covered today. Great. Thank you there, Pork Chop. Appreciate it. Well, here's the thing. There's a fight to the death being organized on a private island, and I want in on this. But nobody's actually going to die. There's a listing going on, and it's on a site called Hush Hush. Have you ever heard of that? Sounds like a dating site. Like, oh, I'll see you on Hush Hush. That's where I met you. And it says, seeks a talented game maker to design the arena for a 100-person battle royale. And they're not actually going to die, but they're going to have, I guess, these really high-tech, it almost reminds me of laser tag, but body sensor things. And you'll shoot somebody with like a BB gun or something like that, but not an actual bullet.
Yeah.
And whoever's left surviving is the winner. I would love to do that. I know I would not be the ultimate survivor, but have you ever wanted to do like one of those things where it's like 100 people down to nothing, like the Hunger Games? Because I would love it.
I would do it.
I know. That actually sounds like so much fun. Just like running around on an island. Like,
no way.
You have 3 days to do it. Then it's over.
Love it that. Sounds like Fortnite. Because they start with 100 people and you got to get down to one.
Okay, listen. First of all, Fortnite took the idea of Hunger Games.
Did they
youngin.
Really?
I think they did. Because there's like a game. It's an arena. The thing closes in. I would say yes. Maybe I'm wrong. Sorry if you're a little Fortnite battler and you say, you're so stupid, Joe. You don't know what you're talking about.
You might be right.
I could be wrong, but that sounds awesome. And the designer gig is going to pay $60,000. So if you can make a good kind of a human-style Hunger Games, you right there are going to be a big winner. And I'm always looking for other jobs for people on the show. Not that I want to get you off the show necessarily, but this is kind of cool. And I know everybody needs a little side hustle here. Mars Wrigley, their candy company, they're rolling out a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to intern at their global headquarters in Chicago as part of the world's sweetest internship.
Ooh.
Wow, your mic's taking a crap. Why don't you adjust the button? It sounds like complete crap. As part of the world's sweetest internship, you'll go behind the scenes to see how the company's most popular candies are made, including M&M's, Skittles, Dove, Snickers, and more. Along the way, you get to sample a variety of chocolate gum and fruity treats. It lasts 8 to 12 weeks, and you'll get a full salary and 1 year's worth of candy upon completion.
Oh, my gosh.
I will take diabetes with that. That sounds like an amazing internship.
Yeah, do they pay for your, like, health insurance?
Do you really need that, though?
To help for your diabetes?
I'll even take a cavity. You don't give me dental. That sounds like a cool internship. Where were these when I could have interned? Now I actually have to work.
If you're an intern, they're not going to give you health insurance.
I know. That was a joke, just saying that. Like,
Liv's an employee on the show. We haven't given her health insurance either. I mean, you really got to earn it. And finally, did anybody ever mess around and cut their hair when they were younger as a kid? I feel like kids sometimes get scissors and they want to like, I cut my own hair.
Do you know what a flowbee is?
I have heard of one, but I don't think I know what. Isn't it like style your hair or something?
Well, no, anyone that knows what a flowbee is dying laughing right now. But yes,
explain it, because for the people that don't,
it's like a vacuum cleaner hooked up to a like hair cutter thing, and
never
it's
heard
supposed
of it.
To cut.
So does it suck like your hair in?
Yeah, it's like an as seen on TV. And
well, there you go.
It did not work. My mom had one, try to cut my hair with it. It was disastrous.
I was assuming your latest hairstyle was a Flowbee creation, but it wasn't.
You're ridiculous.
Okay, well, this is so funny. This mom, I can't tell if she's laughing or if she's totally devastated, and I'll put the video up on the Need to Know News blog, but according to this, she was left in tears after she found her son with an electric razor.
Oh!
And he did a favor and cut all of his siblings' hair. Check this out.
I'm crying because, look, Teddy found the buzz cutter.
Oh no.
Eloise, turn around. Turn around. Oh my god, oh my god. Look it.
Her front looks fine, this little girl. Back looks like she was in the military. Just
it's
total
so
total buzz cut.
That could be dangerous, though, right? The kids
no,
playing with buzzers?
It's just a trimmer. It's just not like it's a razor blade.
I know, but they, I don't know.
Okay, calm down there, Grandpa.
Do you like your haircut?
No.
Turn around. Why'd you let brother do that?
She said she wanted me to do that a lot, and so I did it. And,
okay.
And she wanted to
all right,
show
it's
me.
Just hair. It's hair, and it's going to grow back, and mommy's okay.
Mommy, I look like a boy.
No, you don't look like a boy. You're a beautiful girl. You're beautiful. It doesn't matter.
Your face that's, still looks like a girl.
Yeah, that's cute.
Your face
we'll make
still
it work,
looks
okay?
Like a
we'll
girl.
Make it
work.
Sounds like Liv at a young age when she put a hat on. Like, Mommy, do I still look like a girl? Like, yes, Olivia, you still look like a girl. You got to see the video. It's so cute. It's online at joeandalexshow.com. That's Joe's Need to Know News.